once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus. Every knee bows and every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. And I greet you amidst all that goes on in the world, amidst all that takes place in this life, amidst the trials and the tribulations, the successes, the beautiful things that happen, the incredible tapestry that is life, the incredible journey that is life, the incredible process of us going through from being brought into this world in a fallen world and being found by Jesus Christ our Savior and being found in Him and being restored each and every day, going from glory to glory and from strength to strength, and being restored in our inner man, being made what God wants us to be, and being prepared for all eternity, but also living an eternal existence right now. It's quite incredible, this life that God has offered us and made available to us. Jesus in John 10 said that the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And He said, I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have a full life and a fulfilled life. And He didn't want us to just be alive and just sort of make it. He wanted us to actually know what it is, to experience the fullness of life in Him. And, you know, it comes on His terms. We've talked about this before. It comes on His terms. It comes in His timing, in His way. Essentially, it requires that you and I would line ourselves up with Him in spirit. That you and I would spiritually, of our own free will, would say, okay, Lord, Your way, not mine, every day, because that is what Jesus practiced while He was in the earth. And we would say, Lord, Your will, not mine, Your way, not mine, Your plan, Your purpose, not mine. I choose to get out of the way, and I choose to allow You to orchestrate the circumstances and the situations of my life, and for You to have Your way. And in that process of doing that, abundant life is now opened up to you and I. A full life is now opened up to you and I. A different path is now made other than the path that everybody else ends up going down. See, everybody else in the world ends up on the track that the world offers, which essentially is death, decay, destruction, biting and clawing, working your way up in the hierarchy of the world and the world system. That's all part and parcel of the system that's established by the thief. John chapter 10, verse 10, I'll read that verse for you. I already paraphrased it, but it says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So Jesus wanted us to have an abundant life. But in order for us to have it, you have to follow the voice of the shepherd. You have to follow the voice of the one that leads and guides us, and the one that leads and guides His sheep. Now, there are other voices out there. In case you didn't realize it, there are other voices out there. And Jesus said, you know, my sheep will know my voice. They won't follow another. Now, the other voices that are out there, here's the thing. You got to understand that they sound good. They look good. They sound good. Those are all there. But there will be something inside of you as a child of God where you know something's not right. You know there's something missing. When you hear that other voice, whatever it may be, and I think as we keep walking in this journey, we get more comfortable with calling it out and calling those things out when they make themselves manifest. You know what? That's not God, and that's not the way I want to go, and that's not what I want as part of my reality. We start becoming comfortable with what was uncomfortable to us before. We start becoming comfortable with the fact that, you know what? God speaks to me, or He shows me, and when He shows me that something's not right, I don't have to apologize for the fact that God is showing that and revealing that to me. In Revelation chapter 2, you know, there's a church that is commended for the fact that they tested those that claimed to be apostles and found that they were not. Let's see here. Yeah, in Revelation chapter 2, it says, I know thy works and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hath not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. So everything before he was happy with, including the fact that they had tried them which say they're apostles and are not, and has found them liars. So, you know, God is pleased with his church, with his true church, when they find those that claim to be something and are revealed in the light of truth that they are not. Now, here's the thing. There's a lot of people running around and a lot of people that are you know, constantly shooting and throwing arrows and doing all kinds of things. That stuff happens. You know, we get stuff that comes our way too, and people want to say things about us and do things to us and all of that. You know, but here's the thing. You know in your spirit, you have a witness. If you've got that peace of God that passes all understanding inside your spirit, it'll guard your hearts. And when that peace is disturbed, you've got to listen to that peace when it's disturbed. Because you've got to, something unsettles in your spirit, and you got to ask yourself why. Because Jesus gave you his peace for a reason. Jesus said, I give my peace, I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. I don't give like the world gives. He gave you his peace so that you would have a safeguard within you to know when something else is coming up to you that is not like him. You need that peace, because that peace is going to show you when something is off. That peace is going to show you when something is not the way to go. That peace is going to show you when you're not on the same page with somebody. And even as Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together, lest they be agreed? It's going to show you, look, this is somebody that you shouldn't be walking with. This is somebody that you shouldn't yoke your life with. This is somebody that you shouldn't go into business with, be in a relationship with, be a partner with, listen to, support politically, support financially. You see what I'm saying? It's going to lead and guide your interactions so that you will have a safeguard, and that you will make sure that your labors are not in vain, that your labors are not wasted. How many times, time and time and time again, do the people of God get taken advantage of, lose resources, lose time, lose energies, waste all that? And you know why? Because too, you know, the people of God, they're good-hearted people. They love God and they see others with redeemed eyes. So they see others because they don't see. Okay, I was saying this is something that God kind of showed me a while back. It's like people see others through the eyes of their own corruption. So now let me explain that statement. Like when I was in Sri Lanka, I noticed a lot of times there would be people that would be like, they would talk about like, they would always have these certain suspicions about certain people. They would see others a certain way. And whether it was grounded or not, they would see other people, you know, a particular way. But part of the reason why they would see people that way is because that was what was in their own heart. And because that was what it was in their own heart, they would see others that way. So they would be suspicious of others because they themselves were somebody that you should be suspicious of, if that makes sense. So when you would get somebody that you know, who was a liar or was corrupt, and they'd always be suspicious that other people would be lying and be corrupt. And now whether the other people were or were not, it was because that was what was in them. You know, when you get somebody that was adulterous, And they would always be wondering, you know, and be trying to check over to see what their partner was up to, thinking that their partner was cheating on them. But they themselves were the ones that were like that. And so very often what you find is people see others through the eyes of their own corruption. People become a reflection of what their hearts are focused on. People become a reflection of where their hearts and minds are. Now, as a child of God, when you focus your heart, your mind, your intention, your whole being on following Christ, you become a reflection of Him in the earth. At the same time that that's taking place, you're going to need wisdom. You're going to need knowledge. You're going to need discernment. Because as you walk towards Him, God is restoring in you and making you like Him. And there's innocence that's being put into you. There is all the qualities of God that are revealed in Galatians chapter 2, verse 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23. You see the character and the nature of God. All of those things are beginning to grow out of your life. And as those are happening, at the same time, you need wisdom. You need knowledge. You need understanding. Yeah, that's what Solomon prayed for. Solomon said, "Lord God, you know, who can judge these people? Who can take care of these people? I'm young. Lord, would you? That's what I'm asking you for. You said I could wish for anything I want. Lord, give me wisdom. Give me knowledge. Give me understanding, so that I can do that which you put in front of me to do." And God gave him that, along with every other blessing. Because he saw his heart. And and for us, you know, we realize that, you know, you need that. You need that discernment that comes from the Spirit of the living God to help you navigate through this life so that your efforts are not wasted. Your energies are not wasted. You're not putting time in and building the world and the world system, but rather you are putting your energies and your efforts into the kingdom of God. Because everything in the world and the world system will be destroyed, will be utterly, completely, totally destroyed, and nothing. And that's the way it is. This is scriptural. So why put your time, your energy, your effort, rising early, going to bed late, and all of that into a system that is not going to be there when it's all done? Why not rather focus your time and energy an effort on the kingdom of God and the things of God and the plans and the purposes of God and being in step with Him? Now, on a surface level, a lot of times people won't be able to understand on a surface level, because they'll see you doing one thing and they'll wonder, well, you know, is that the same thing as what somebody else is doing? So they will see one person go in. Excuse me, I get this. Every now and then when I start talking to you guys, I get a little bit of difficulty in the throat. Anyways, so they'll see one person becoming a teacher and somebody else becoming a teacher. But one person is doing that because God is directing them and leading them into that. And He has a plan and a purpose for that life course for that person. And the other person is doing that out of a selfish ambition and a desire to control and manipulate people's lives, and a destructive self-intent. But on a surface level, they both look the same. You know, the wheat and the tares grow together. Your goal in life is to walk in step with the Spirit of the living God. Your goal in life is to know Him. Now, this is life eternal, that they may know you, the one true living God, and your Son whom you've sent, Jesus Christ. That is life. And that is what you want. That is what I want. That is what the children of God want. The overflow of that is obedience. And the overflow of that obedience is then that results in the course and the action and the things that you would do. And as you do those things, you then see the result is there's a fulfillment. There's a joy. There's an eager anticipation for all that takes place. Life becomes a fun, incredible journey. It's not a laborious anxiety where most people in the world are just waiting for their retirement just so that then they could finally go do what they really maybe hope they want to do. And they hate their jobs. They hate their life. They despise the partner they're with. They can't stand their kids. Or maybe they like their kids sometimes, but just because they can control and manipulate them. You know, it's the world has a very miserable existence for people. And, you know, just the pursuit of power and control, and then that becomes their attempted fulfillment. But none of that lasts either. You know, you become something in the world and you control people for a little season, but then you lose that too in the world. Then eventually what happens is that whole thing falls apart on you, and then you end up stuck and you end up being forgotten too. Whereas the children of God go from glory to glory, from strength to strength. Our identity is not in any position in the world. Our identity is in Christ. And that, what that means is that means that at any moment in time, you can do and be anything. At any moment in time, God can alter and switch your course, and you can go on into a whole different course of action, and you can enjoy life, and you can enjoy the journey, and you can do and be anything. God sets you free, and He intends for you to walk out and to live life in that freedom and to enjoy that freedom that He gives you. He didn't want you to live as a slave. And He's given you the power in Jesus Christ to be free, to walk in freedom, to know truth. You know, in the midst of this, there's a lot of other voices. And here's the thing about the voices that are out there. Some of them genuinely want your best interest. They really do. But only you will know and understand the way that the Spirit of God speaks to you. Only you will know that. And somebody else doesn't necessarily. And there's going to be times where you're just going to have to do what God has told you to do. Because someone else doesn't know and doesn't necessarily understand. And their best intentions to try to help you and to try to save your life is going to actually end up with you being in the wrong place at the wrong time, in a difficult situation that you weren't intended to be in, but you got stuck there because you listen to somebody else's voice rather than what God said. Now, for you to learn to listen to that voice of the Spirit and the peace of God that passes all understanding, that is part of the discipleship process. That is part of the growth process of taking confidence in the way that God is speaking to you, taking confidence in the way that His voice speaks into your heart and shows you what you need to do. You know, before I began this trip that I'm on right now, God spoke to me very clearly in Sri Lanka. And part of the things that God spoke to me while I was over there, one thing that He said was, "Save America, change the world." Now, that thing has kept ringing in my ears. And, you know, as I was going and as I was, you know, part of it too, even what God spoke to me was, and I was, part of it was like, "Lord, okay," you know, even like that, I was like, "Lord, how am I going to do this? I didn't know necessarily if, a few things weren't very clear outside of just those words that God would speak. But, you know, even in the middle of that, God said to me, you know, "Look, the silver and gold are mine." I mean, that was something that God said as well. And with that too, because in that idea of, okay, the provision for this task at hand that's necessary and that needs to be done. And I've seen it. You know, from the moment that I began and I took a step out with God and I've begun this journey, I have seen how God has been providing and been supporting and been just lining things up for this entire journey that I've been on. And the people that have been there, that have that God has put things in their own heart, and they're supporting, and they're understanding the call of the day and the call of the time, and they also know what's going on, and they also understand the demonic agenda and the need for truth to rise up, for light to shine bright, for the true children of God to stand up and represent the kingdom. And to expose the falsehood, expose the lie, and also stand up for that which is real. God is raising that up and God is mobilizing that. And I've seen that and I've been somebody walking in that and the benefit of that too. And as I've carried on in this journey, my gosh, I've had an incredible journey. And I get these chances to stop and share the word when God gives me a word to speak. But otherwise, you know, I'm carrying on with that which is in front of me. But part of the way this has worked is God has just shown one step at a time. You know, I've not known everything, but I've just known the next step. And that's it. And when you know the next step, you just do that. And you trust Him in that. God showed me that a long time ago in the Scriptures where Jesus said, you know, where it's in the Psalms, His word is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. And I used to do some camping when I was a kid, and I realized something about that, which with a lamp, you can't see everything off in the distance, but you could just see a few feet in front of you, and that's enough. You don't need to see everything off in the distance. You just need to know the next step. And God will show you that next step as you trust Him. And as you trust Him and as you go forward into that next step, He will take care. He will make the way. God will go with you as you trust Him and go with Him. And you know, once you put your life into His hands, once you've invested all that you are into Him, and you say, Lord, You lead me, You guide me, Your will, Your way, Your plan, Your purpose, You are King, You are Lord, not me. I'm not even gonna try. I am gonna trust You. And I don't want anything that the world is or that the world has to offer, because the world is empty. What I want is You. God will lead you. God will guide you. God will protect you. God will raise you up. God will do what He's promised He would do. His word is true. You put your life out there and you trust God. You put your life in the word and you trust Him with that word, and you watch the manifestation of that word in your life. God has never, ever, ever put to shame anyone that has put their trust and their hope in Him. He will take care of His people. His word will be shown and proven and revealed for being true. But that said, it's going to require something on your side. And part of that requirement is you have to bow your knee before the King of Kings. You have to surrender your life before the Lord of Lords. And you have to follow Him without reservation, without condition. You can't have conditions. You know, you can as a child with their father, you can discuss and you can raise things that are going on with you, but you can't have preconceived conditions, and you can't have your own, you can't try to play God. You've got to line yourself up with Him. He is God all by Himself. And you've got to line yourself up with that truth. So, when people try to save your life, you know, and they will. They'll try to save your life because they'll care about you. They'll see the grace of God upon your life. But in order for you to fulfill the plan and purpose of God, you've got to grow up and mature and let things be what they are. And you've got to follow the way that God is speaking to you. When God spoke to Gideon and said, all right, you know, you got to go out and face the enemy. I mean, what? He had like 30,000 men at the start that rallied to him. And then God kept cutting down the numbers. Now, in the natural, that didn't make much sense. I mean, he lost 20,000 right up front. And then another 10,000 God said to get rid of. And he ended up with just 300 men. But that God wanted the victory and the credit and the glory to go to Him. He wanted everybody to know that it was God that fought for Israel. And likewise with us, you know, so a lot of times the things that we do, they may not make sense in the natural to other people, but God is with His people. And God wants you to live the Word. He doesn't want you just to read the Word. He wants you to live the Word. God doesn't want you just to do a study about Him. He wants you to walk with Him. He wants you to know Him. He wants this word to be real. He wants the word to be consummated with you. That is no separation between you and Him. The word and you are one. Even as He is one with His word. God wants there to be zero separation between us and Him. So the blessing of God is there, the peace of God is there, the plan and purpose of God is there. You have been selected for God's plan and purpose. You know, brothers and sisters, I love you guys. I really do. And I'm grateful for all of you guys that from around the world, you guys write into us. And I can't even tell you how encouraging it is as time has gone on to see so many of you just rising up in truth, understanding who you are, and going forward with Christ. You know, that's our desire. Our desire for you is just that you would be what God made you to be, and that you would walk in the abundant life that God has intended for you. Our desire is that none would be lost. You know, as much as possible, as many as would have a heart for truth, that they would turn and be saved. You know, that's our desire. That's what we want. And that's why we do this. That's why we, over years and years and years, have continued to put out the word and put out the truth and share this. And you guys around the world, you've taken it and you've run with it. And we're grateful for that. We're grateful for you guys out there that you share these messages. You post them. You repost them. You make videos out of them. You have questions and you write us. It's great. And it's wonderful, and we love it. We appreciate it. We have our human limitation, but God has done something quite miraculous with this over time. And if you knew how small our operation was, you would see just how miraculous it is of what God has done with this. As time has gone on, because the word has gone out, the word has gone forward, and it is blessing and helping and supporting. But you know, with each word that goes forward, it's we only want to speak what we hear the Father speaking. We only want to walk in step with Him. We don't want to do something of ourselves. For what? Everything done apart from God does not last. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. So why would you and I want to do something apart from Him? You know, part of the prayer too that my dad taught me to pray a long time ago is he said, you know, just part of the prayer is, Lord, if I'm missing it, would you please show me? Would you please lead me? Would you please guide me? And you know what? He will do that within. He will show you. He will quicken you. He will reveal it to you. And God has always done that. He's always been faithful to reveal and to show when something has not been right, not been on track, to make sure and to ensure that our lives are lined up with Him, if you're willing for that. Now, in the midst of that, there are going to be controllers that rise up. There are going to be people that try to rise up, that realize the liberty that you have in Christ Jesus and want to bring you back into bondage. The second that you are walking in freedom is going to be the second that somebody shows up to try to bring you back into bondage, because the world does not want anybody to get out alive and anybody to walk out free. That the whole system is set up to be anti-Christ and anti-freedom and anti-truth. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, right? So anti-Christ would be anti-truth, anti-way, anti-life. So if you're talking about the Antichrist or the spirit of Antichrist in the earth, he's going to be anti-way, anti-truth, and anti-life. He's going to be the opposite of the way, the opposite of the truth, and the opposite of what is life and life-giving and everything associated and related to true life. So if you are walking in that truth, if you are walking with Christ, if you are living a different way, then what is going to happen is that system gets triggered on a spiritual level, and everything possible comes to try to bring you back, to ensnare you, to try to destroy you, and to also destroy your efforts and whatever it is that you're doing. Whatever it is that God's leading you to do, that system is going to try to stop it. And if it can't seduce you, if it can't control you, then it's going to try to oppress you. It's going to try to destroy you. It's going to use different tactics and different ways, all of them, with a very deliberate purpose, which is to enslave you once again and to get you into bondage and to keep you from being what God intended you to be. And that system, it's if you didn't have the Spirit of the living God living and working in you, there's no way out. There isn't. It's too strong and too powerful for human effort to be able to deal with. But God, His power, His Spirit, the blood of Jesus is sufficient for your salvation, for your freedom and your redemption. But it requires that you listen to His voice. It requires that you be willing, when He says go right, to go right. To not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways to acknowledge Him. And He then directs your path. Proverbs, I'll show you that one. Proverbs chapter 3. Thank you, Lord. Lead and guide us in the Word. Your Word is truth and life and breath and something incredible in our day-to-day experience here in the earth. Verse 5 of chapter 3 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." So, as you don't lean on your own understanding, as you don't lean on your own ideas, as you don't lean on that which you think would be the way to go, but rather you go the way that God would lead and guide you, as you go that way, God directs you, God strengthens you, God quickens you, God encourages you, God raises you up when you could not do it any other way. And that's what He does for you. That's what He does in your life. His intentions and His plans and His purposes for you are good. You know, it's the devil that comes to steal and to kill and destroy, not God. God didn't come to do that to you. So you've got to realize where the attacks are coming from. You know, how often do people get angry at the enemy, the true enemy of their soul? And how often do people get upset or angry or frustrated with God? You know, so often I see people get angry at God and they give the devil a pass. Isn't that incredible? When it is the devil combined with that person's flesh and willful decisions and foolishness and making choices apart from the Word and the truth of God that have led to the choices and the decisions they've made in a wrong direction that have hurt their lives. And yet, they get angry at God. You know, that happens all the time. All the time. You know, it says in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 3, it says that the foolishness of man perverteth his ways, and yet his heart fretteth against the Lord. So, you know, I've seen it in another version where it's also said, a man's ways destroys his own life, and yet his heart rages against God. You know, people destroy their own lives, and yet they get angry at God. You know, God wants you, though, to have life, and that can begin right now. You don't have to continue on in a bad way. You don't have to go a wrong way. You don't have to go a way that God never intended that you would go. Rather, you can walk in truth. You can walk in life. You can walk in hope. You can walk out the plan and purpose that God intended for you today. You don't have to go the wrong way anymore. You don't. You don't have to be a victim of circumstance. God gave the power in Jesus Christ for you to be set free. God gave the power in Jesus Christ, in the blood of Jesus that was shed for you on the cross. That blood is sufficient for your salvation. That blood is sufficient for your redemption. That blood is sufficient for you to have everything that God intended and destined for your life. This day, God has put that there, and that is there and is sufficient, and it is there for you now. Not something that needs to be waited for in the future. Now you can have that. But it requires that you line yourself up with Him. When you know that that's what's been made available for you, you don't mess around anymore. you realize, okay, and that's it. And also you realize too that there's an enemy of your soul that's doing everything that he can to keep you from that way, to keep you from that truth, to keep you from that life, to keep you from being what God intended for you to be. The enemy of your soul is working as hard as he can to keep you bound, compromised, in crappy thinking, in a mindset that's apart from what God's plan and purpose and his word is towards you. The enemy's working to keep you somewhere else, but God is offering life, and his truth is still there. His truth never changes. His truth will remain consistent. Whether you line up with the truth or not is secondary, but his truth remains consistent. Whether you tap into the power of God or not is secondary, but the power is there. The power is available. The power is there. The power is available. The question is, will you tap into it? Will you plug into it or not? Will you access it or not? You know, don't be upset if something is not being manifest in your life. Because here's the thing. You've got to realize that God has done everything on his side necessary for us to have his intention towards us. The place where people get stuck is on their side. They get stuck because within themselves, they refuse to line up with the truth. And because they refuse to love the truth, they go over to strong delusion and they get stuck. You know, we've had some people trying to write us every now and then that they try to use certain scriptures like that. And it's really just sad when I read some of these things with some of the people that are out there too. Because listen, there's a lot of very bound, very angry, very bitter people running around. And, you know, hey, for us, we just let the dead bury the dead. You know, we don't really waste time. There's a reason that, you know, that there's some very good advantages to working and to laboring and to doing things digitally. Part of it is we really don't have to deal with certain things, unnecessary things. We can just continue to move forward. And when somebody reveals that they don't have a heart for truth, hey, that's their choice. You know? how's that working out for you? I mean, in the end, it's something where it's just, I mean, I wish for people to have freedom and to know the truth. But again, it's a choice, you know? And, I mean, when people choose to go away from God, you know, they choose a very hurtful, very destructive path to their own lives and to the people around them. And, you know, without a heart for truth and without a willingness to line yourself up with that which is real, there's nowhere else to go. So, you know, we just pray. And our prayer too is, Lord, save these people by whatever means necessary. You know, because we don't want to see people lost. We really don't. You know, the blood of Jesus was sufficient for paying the price for the sins of the whole world. So it is not it is not something that is limited in any way. And the blood of Jesus is sufficient to pay the price for the redemption of every person on the entire face of this world right now. So when people reject that gift of God, it is to their own detriment, their own eternal detriment, and we don't want that. You know, I mean, even for those that have hurt us, even for those that have harmed us, even as those that have intended ill will towards us, in the end, we don't want them to be separate. You know, we don't. We would, for the sake of their eternal souls, like to see them saved and turn to the living God and know Him and walk with Him. But again, it's a choice. And many people will choose to reject God and reject truth and suffer the eternal consequences of that choice they've made. But as for you, live the truth. As for you, walk in righteousness. As for you, know that God has made a better way available. You know, we actually have, as followers of Christ Jesus, we have a better way that's available to us. And we walk in that. We walk in that better way. And I think that's a bigger part of now, even in this day, what we'll be doing is just living it out in the open so that people understand there was another way to live. And they didn't have to go the way of the world. That they could have gone the way of Christ and known abundant life. So that's what we live. And in living that, we live an incredible adventure. And we get the chance to share truth and to share life and to share the gospel. And to let others know there's a way out and there's a way through. And that way is Jesus. And in that name, we bless you guys. Hey, God bless you guys. We love you. Hey, do drop us an email. Do say hi. You can reach us at faithmix@gmail.com. You can also write us through our Facebook page. And you can also, we also got a YouTube channel. Got little things coming up here and there on there. It's kind of fun to subscribe to that. But get in contact with us and just say hi. That's all we ask, you know. We appreciate you guys out there that do that. And, you know, if God leads you, if you want to chip in, you always can do that too. So that's there. But, hey, if God moves you to do something there, that's up to you. But you know, we just pray for you guys. We bless you in Jesus' name. And we just encourage you, walk out the plan and purpose that God has for you. And know that He's leading and guiding His people. And those that desire to hear His voice, He will make things clear to you. You don't have to worry about that. Just wait on Him. In all your ways, acknowledge the Lord, and He'll direct your path. And with that, God bless you. We love you. We'll talk to you soon. Okay.